This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Championships in Daytona. I lost the fight against a Cuban fighter, and he was at ringside. You know, Muhammad Ali's at ringside, so you know, I don't care what anybody else says but Muhammad Ali. So after the fight, I went out. You know, I lost the fight, but when I went out and shook his hand and everything, he said, "Oh, you won the fight," and he said, "You're going to be really good someday." So I always remember that.
Talking about Muhammad Ali, the world is reacting to the death of Ali in lots of different ways since last week. Now, funeral procession on Friday, Brian Gumbel, Will Smith, Billy Crystal, among those who will eulogize the greatest. It's at the Yum Center in Louisville. In fact, free tickets were handed out to 15,000 people because that's what Ali wanted. He had a book where he was planning what to do for his memorial in case of his death and when his death occurred, which I think is just absolutely brilliant. He wanted to make sure that everybody got a chance to see him, pay their respects, knowing that he was a man of the people. And Ali, in the ring and out of the ring, had a big impact and is a slice of Americana. There is no question about that. It's tough to sum the man up other than to say, as a child, I met him, I've told this story, just a weird brush with fame and only recognizing him because of something that mattered to me. I got woken up and got to stay up late and had my uncle explain to me who Muhammad Ali was when I think I was about 8. And then, ironically enough, ran into him 2 months later at a small store. He was shopping for a daughter, and he came up to me. I was the only kid in the store, and said something and, you know, made his sort of pose, because he was famous for that. And I remember him doing that with his fist, and he did that a lot when he saw kids, apparently, and just said hello and, you know, shook my hand, and I just thought it was the coolest thing, and knew that people thought it was a big deal because I could see them around me with big eyes. So he was a big deal. He was an icon. He was a goodwill ambassador. So just a boxing icon and a humanitarian for sure, dead at the age of 74, and now so many want to come out and talk about Muhammad Ali and what he meant and share and be there with the family. And he dominated boxing in the 60s and 70s, held the heavyweight title 3 times. Well known for his personality, his antics in the ring put him on the map. When he claimed the heavyweight championship in 1964, he had a surprising win over Sonny Liston, who could barely see in the ring. In fact, Muhammad Ali was a 7-1 underdog. Nobody really gave him much of any kind of a chance to do anything, but he represented a different kind of athlete, someone who had his own style, really his own brand. He was the first to maybe be branded. He talked in rhymes a lot of times. That was sort of his little specialty. So this funeral in Louisville will be huge, massive. He didn't care what somebody's background was. It didn't matter to him. In 67, he had been heavyweight champ for 3 years. He refused to be inducted into the military during the Vietnam War. And because of that, he was basically banned for 3 years. He went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and eventually he was allowed back in the ropes. I mean, even the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. supported his decision to become a conscientious objector as what he called a great act of courage. So Muhammad Ali being remembered in a lot of nooks and crannies. Grim, you lead us off. Hello.
You know, I really appreciate, I have to listen to Dan here tonight, but I really appreciate you letting me on and speak, and I got something for you.
Cool.
In politics, if thou wouldest mix, and mean thy fortunes be, bear this in mind, be deaf and blind, let great folks hear and see.
Yeah, boy, that's interesting. That's an interesting twist on that. I agree. To let folks hear and see.
Yeah, because the thing is what all of D.C., the Republicans and everything, don't want to hear is the truth. The federal judges don't want to hear the truth. Local city don't want to hear the truth. State politicians don't want to hear the truth.
Yeah.
And, you know, they want us to be blind. You know, blind to it.
Too late. We're not blind. Not some of us, anyway.
Well, Kate, remember one thing that a politician said here a while back, and he's probably very young in your beginning, was that in order to have better politicians, we need to pay better pay?
Yeah.
Well, look where we're at now. I want a refund.
Yeah, no kidding. Give me a refund. I agree.
But
well said.
If you lie, you get ahead. If you know, if you're criminal, you get ahead. And that's why I hope Donald gets away from the teleprompter and goes back to just speaking the truth.
Yeah, he's not a teleprompter kind of guy either.
No.
Mm-mm.
Don't follow underneath the guise of these, you know, don't start drinking the Kool-Aid now.
Yeah, don't drink the Kool-Aid of what the people are trying to tell you to do.
Because just like Ronald Reagan, everybody said, oh, an actor for president?
Yeah, I remember. Yep.
I mean, he was really degraded just as much as Trump was.
You're right.
So
you're right, because a lot of people said that, absolutely. Governor of California, no way.
Yeah. Governor of the most liberal state, California, an actor?
Exactly. Exactly.
Give me a break. We're going to lose this country. I can remember hearing it.
Yep.
You know, in coffee shop talks.
Yep, and look, it didn't happen.
He actually was the one that got us out of the largest inflationary and recessionary period in this country.
Absolutely.
I mean, even after the Great Depression, it wasn't that bad because of the laws they passed in governing the bankers.
Yeah, which is so crazy. Should have been done so long ago.
Yeah. Well, let me see if I can hear what Dan's got to say.
You missed Dan. You missed Dan. Dan came on and he told a very clever joke. You missed that.
Well,
he
like
was
I said, I don't get
subdued.
That. They do the whole Levin show, but it starts.
Oh, so you miss it. I got you. You missed the first
it
hour.
At 9 till, you know,
midnighter.
You come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 3 hours worth. So I miss your first hour.
Aw.
And they don't have any other station broadcasting as far as I know.
No, not in your area. No, no, no. I mean, it's the one because with broadcast rules, that's how it rolls. That happens a lot. You have some that take a full, take the second hours and the other hours. That happens a lot. Obviously, it happens on all syndicated shows. The good news is you can still get us in that other hour. So sometimes you guys are back-to-back, and sometimes you call in at different times. We're going to the movies next here on America Tonight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last 3 years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's time to go to the movies. Have you gone to the movies lately? Be honest. Isn't it tough to walk by the concession stands as somebody who's really been vamping, working on ramping up, you know, what I'm doing? I talk about One World Way, going to the gym, and how that's, like, boosted my energy because it's crazy. I mean, it's just crazy wicked how great that's been. And I honestly think because of all that, I can motor past the concessions. But I'll tell you, for a long time, I could not. You smell that popcorn? I would just say, okay, it's just loaded with so much butter, and it can't be plain, that I would just be like, all right, this is lunch and perhaps dinner, because forget it, I won't even tell you how much calories is in that. Anyway, so if you do get past the concession stands, really hot at the box office, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Out of the Shadows, X-Men Apocalypse, Me Before You, Alice Through the Looking Glass, although that's really taken a hit, not the opening that I think the studio thought that it would be. So that one hasn't been as big. And it's interesting, the ones that are Batman versus Superman so far, $329 million. Zootopia, $337 million. The Jungle Book, $347 million. Captain America Civil War, $389 million. Those are staggering totals. And that's why they make them. They know that there's interest there, and sometimes these sequels work out, like Deadpool. That was another, I thought that was brilliant, by the way. It was funny. $363 million as compared to Kung Fu Panda 3, $143 million. And to show you, Deadpool's been out for How many weeks? 17 weeks. Now, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 1 week. X-Men, 2 weeks. All right, quickly, let's jump to what's playing this week. Now You See Me 2, a sequel.
People see the horseman as noble Robin Hood. But I believe their first act was just a setup. For an even bigger reveal.
It's great to be back.
So nice to see you all again.
If you think you've seen it all, take another look.
Working with you. Oh. Ta-da!
All right, so Jesse Eisenberg is in this. Dave Franco, Mark Ruffalo is in this. Lizzie Kaplan, Daniel Radcliffe, people you would recognize. The first one was a mad success. Now these illusionists are trying to save the world in a nutshell. PG-13. Got 8 out of 10 stars in most spots. 2 hours and 9 minutes. Pack your patience because you won't get out of there quickly. We move on to Warcraft.
For years, our world has been at peace. But something is coming. I can feel it. Dark forces are upon us. Find these beasts, or whatever they are.
Our world is dying. There is nothing to go back to. If our people are to survive, we must make a home here. Whatever happens.
Whatever happens. If we do not unite, our world will perish.
This doesn't need to happen. There is one who may help us.
For dwarves, there is no other life but war. No, but with the humans' help, there could be.
Why are you here?
To save our people.
Can we trust him?
They're beasts. They should all be destroyed.
Are you sure of that?
We'll protect the king. You and I.
You side with the humanists against your own kind.
This is suicide. We have no choice. We should attack with full force.
Whatever you plan to do, do it now!
All right, nice. Warcraft, that's a video game stuff, and video games are big, and especially when they make them into movies. So all the fans of Warcraft go and they pony up the bucks to watch on the big screen. Next is The Conjuring 2, so we have yet another sequel to a very popular movie.
This is my home. Get out now.
No, this is not your house. Now, what's your name?
My name is Bill Wilkins, and I'm 72 years old.
What do you make of that voice?
Sounds confused. Do you see that?
The voice on this tape is coming from an 11-year-old girl.
They're calling it England's Amityville. There is a family that desperately needs our help.
After everything we've seen, there isn't much that rattles either of us anymore. But this one still haunts me. Does it feel like the voice is coming from inside you?
More like it's coming from behind me.
Janet, are you all right?
Stop calling me Janet.
She's such a good girl. What's the wrong with her?
An oppressing spirit will try to force you to commit the ultimate sin.
And what's that?
Murder? Suicide? Or both?
You believe us, don't you?
Sensing a presence?
I'm not sensing anything. All I can sense is their own fear.
Honey, you're bleeding. What is happening?
I had a premonition of your death. Family's just a pawn. Something inhuman wants to kill you. If we keep doing this, you're going to die.
Alright, so you get the idea here. It's a horror flick for sure. Has a fan base. 2 hours, 14 minutes are paranormal investigators. Ed and Lorraine Warren come out of a sabbatical to travel to a borough in North London. Ugh, what a mistake. Why would you do that? And they run into something horrific. That's what this one is about. And it does get high marks. You know, off the chart marks, even Rotten Tomatoes. If anything called Rotten Tomatoes, which rates films, gives you a 72%, I'm saying you're doing pretty good. So Vera Farmiga is in it. Patrick Wilson, Frances O'Connor, names you might have heard of. And it's supposed to be pretty decent if you like horror movies. I like some horror movies, but I don't like horror for the sake of horror. Maybe I like more suspense, perhaps. That might be it. I like more suspense like The Sixth Sense, which I think really falls more into that category than the out-and-out horror. When someone says a horror movie, it depends, because is it slasher? Is it ridiculous? Is it super scary? Is it off the charts? I don't even believe it. Are they just trying to get my money? What is it? We work too hard for our money, right? That's why we wait and stream things when it's cheaper, when we don't think the movie's very good. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side here on America Tonight.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane.
Once again, the mailbag is flooded with emails from you. So far, on all kinds of stories of buzz in your backyard and whatnot, and I love it. I say this all the time. Look, the mailbag's for you to sound off, to throw in your two cents, something you heard, you listen to it at a different point in the day, or this would be really super cool. You're listening to me. There's something amazing happening in your neighborhood, in your city, in your state, and you want to point it out to me because, you know, the Daily Salute, we're bringing it back. I keep saying we're going to start to sprinkle it back in, and I love to give shout-outs to people that maybe wouldn't normally be recognized. Why not? So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Lou in New York. Kate, been listening to you maybe for the last year and a half or so. I love it when people give you the timeline, so I thought, I'm going to throw that in. I love the show. I have a different kind of schedule. Sometimes I'm available when you're on live. Sometimes I'm not, so I download it. I heard you mention that before. I went to GCN Live and got your show there, and I went to the other place that you mentioned as well, and I've gotten the shows there, too. So I listen when I'm mowing the lawn. I listen when I'm reading the paper. Well, you get my drift. I'm not even trying to kiss up to you, as they say. I'm just telling you that I've been listening. I think it's incredibly frustrating when we hear about innocent people getting killed in cafes, enjoying their lives, and then suddenly you don't know what's happening in their life, what joys, what sorrow, whatever it is they're carrying in their heart, but they're just trying to relax, trying to enjoy friends, trying to take a breath, and then their breath is taken away. Yeah. And he ends it there, and it's so well said. It's true. It's, you know, and that's what they tell. The Israelis are tough. That's what they tell the people. That's what they tell people in Tel Aviv. They know this. They love their country, or most of them love their country, let's say, and there are things to celebrate, and, you know, everybody serves. We've talked about that before. But how can you stop something that's elusive? If somebody opens fire, they go after you, and you're in the wrong place, what do you, I don't know, what do you do? You just defend yourself the best that you can. You look around, you be alert. But how would you be alert in a situation where they're dressed to blend in? Now, I think about that, and when I'm at airports and I'm a lot of times in really crowded places, I have no idea. I look around. I know what people who are experts in security say, but I have no idea. I have, people are coming all shapes and sizes, and it's tough. I guess there's some obvious ways to spot that something's wrong. Okay, how about this one from Mark? Kate, I just started hearing you, and I'm a bicyclist. You talked about that story with the guy on your show and in a segment about Kalamazoo, and I heard him say he wasn't surprised about Kalamazoo. So sad to say that, but it's so true, because this is the second time that this has happened in 4 months. I just don't understand it. I don't understand why anybody would plow into bicyclists and then just take off. And I think that you have to have respect for that. I mean, I know, I realize there are always these sides of the story, but there is no excuse for that. Well, yeah, I mean, the hit and run thing and that many people, here's the deal. The chain gang is what they were called. They're experienced riders. They knew the rules of the road, they say. And they were paying attention. They weren't doing things to annoy motorists. In other words, they weren't hogging up the road. And this is less than 4 months after this shooting rampage. And that's really, I think, what you're referring to, that left 6 people dead and some others wounded in Kalamazoo, right? And Kalamazoo is just not one of those layers that you think of as having that happen. And I guess that's ridiculous to say, because it can happen anywhere. But with this bike situation, I mean, just, I saw the scene. I was looking at the scene today, and oh, just so sad. I mean, you know, apparently what happened too is a 50-year-old guy got out of his truck, ran on foot, but was caught by police. The driver's name hasn't been officially released. In custody, criminal charges are going to be announced. But about a half hour into the Tuesday night ride, that's when the bikers were climbing a hill heading north on a two-lane road north of Kalamazoo, and then this Chevy pickup plowed into the group from behind and killed five and injured 4, which is, I mean, of course, you're thinking, what's the deal with the driver? That's just, I mean, unbelievable. So mangled bikes, debris scattered all over the place, and, I mean, people are just heartbroken about this. I was looking at the I was looking at the ages of the people, the cyclists that were killed, and you had people in their 40s, 50s, 70s, someone who had just turned 40. I mean, wow, all kinds of people that were just, what do they have in common? They were cyclists, and they were out there doing their cycle thing. Let's move on. A lot of different, sad, actually really depressing emails, but noteworthy in that what's happening around the country. Here's one from Cal, listening in Washington. Oh, the Stanford rapist. I'll tell you what, Kate, he was just another punk, privileged kid, and trying to make any excuses for him, that father, he'd be much better off just to apologize and keep his mouth shut, saying that his son is so depressed he can't eat steak anymore. What about what he did to that girl? I don't think anyone in their right mind could think that this had anything to do with her. He, of course, is going to do 6 months for it, but that judge must have been out of his mind when he sentenced him to that amount of time. It's ridiculous. They had enough evidence to put him away for a lot, lot longer. You know, thanks for that email. This was a Stanford swimming star, so he was convicted of rape, yes. Raping an unconscious woman outside of a frat party. And, you know, what supposedly what he said was he told the sentencing judge that he was shattered by the party culture. Wow. I raped this woman, this unconscious woman, because I was shattered by the party culture. That's crazy. And, you know, the full statement is it just is a rambling deal of that kind of excuse stuff. You know, this kid is 20 years old. Brock Turner is his name. And he said it was his fault, of course. This happened in January of 2015. And, you know, it was a 23-year-old victim who says the emotional damage is unbelievable. It's, you know, barely wanting to live. That, you know, she shakes during the day and just all the what you can imagine. Turner says that he never wants to drink again. He says he's not going to drink again. He's not going to get into legal trouble. He's lost his reputation, his chance to get to graduate from Stanford, to swim in the Olympics. He wants to be a voice of reason. He wants to be prove he can be a positive influence on society, blah, blah, blah. And like I said, the father and what he came out and said is just, it's just sent people into massive outrage. And anyway, the judge, because of what the sentencing was, the judge, a lot of people are going after the judge and saying he needs to be out of there off the bench because how could he come up with that sentence? So that story is not over by any stretch of the imagination. The sentencing is, he'll do the sentence, that's it. And they move on from that case, but not for the judge. That part is not over yet at this point. All right, how about this one? This one is from Aaron, and Aaron says, Kate, I know you follow sports. How about those Cavaliers pulling back in? LeBron James was a star. That's what they needed. What's going on with Steph Curry? Yeah, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, they call them the Splash Brothers for the Warriors. They haven't done much in the scoring department. I mean, they've added, it's not that they haven't scored at all, but not the kind of points that you're used to seeing, and they weren't there in this last game, which the Cavaliers desperately needed, and they got, so they walk away with the win and make this much more of a series, 120-90. So now it's 2-1 in the favor of the Warriors. You think about this, the Cavs lost 33 points in game two. Steph Curry, 19 points, 6 of 13 shooting. Klay Thompson, 10. Now for LeBron James, he came through with 32 points. J.R. Smith had 20. Kyrie Irving was another big factor. He had 30 points, really. He was the other part of this. And I think it's much more of a series. How about that? So we got another question about sports. This one from Bobby. Maria Sharapova used to be my favorite tennis player. Now she is banned for 2 years for cheating, for taking a substance that was banned. Do you think she'll ever come back to tennis, Kate? You know, that's a great question. She's, you know, with the way the younger women are on tour and her age, she'd have to keep herself in such great physical shape, which I'm sure she could do that. But she's 29 years old. It could be the end. It could be, as Christine Brennan wrote in the USA Today, an inglorious ending. She's an iconic athlete, and she disregarded all the warnings that a drug she had been taking for 10 years was banned. And she continued to use it after the ban. And so the International Tennis Federation suspended her for those 2 years for testing positive. Not even just once, but twice. Melatonin. So she's going to appeal the decision, but most likely not. She's not going to represent Russia at the Olympic Games in Rio. She's going to miss all of the Grand Slam season of 2016. Her ban is retroactive to the Aussie Open, where she first was caught. So the first time she would be allowed to return would be the Aussie Open, when she's getting close to her 31st birthday. So I don't know if we'll see her again. It's a good question. She's wildly popular. She's the most highly paid athlete, female athlete, until Serena Williams just passed her the other day. All right, thanks for all those emails. Keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net. Reflecting on reflections I see in my
ring. Early visions of the future. Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics,
have to tell you about To Your Health Liquid Vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Talk about what's happened where somebody's come in and innocently taken lives, and immediately, no matter where it is in the world, we think terrorism, and bingo, of course, it was. Let me roll this back and talk about the fact that you had a couple of gunmen that were dressed as Orthodox Jews who shot 9 people at a Tel Aviv shopping center. You see the video, and it's just horrifying. You've got 5 people who were wounded, 4 people who were killed. You just shake your head and think, why is this continually happening? I've got a friend that lives in Tel Aviv. I've talked about this before. And she said, you know, they know that they live under these possibilities, but I say it's pretty tough to do that. Joining us now is Dr. Alex DeCarmen. He heads up the School of Criminology and Criminal Justice and Strategic Studies at Tarleton State University. It's in Fort Worth, Texas. Doc, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So when you heard this, I know you have a radar for this and you're alerted to these kind of things. Immediately, did you think, well, of course, they disguise themselves as Orthodox Jews, so therefore nobody's looking around and thinking that something's going to happen. They don't see the gun. They don't know. And this is just vintage playbook of what we're seeing now with terrorism, right?
That's right. And so one of the things that is really interesting about this particular attack is that it highlights the fact that terrorists, particularly ISIS, is extremely flexible in how they present themselves when they try to infiltrate a target. And when we think that we have discovered their MO, their modus operandi, when we think that we know exactly how they're going to penetrate us and hurt us, they come up with something absolutely new that is outside the box that we haven't thought about. And that's purely what happened yesterday in Tel Aviv.
Yeah, so right away, Benjamin Netanyahu, who I like, the Prime Minister of Israel, because I think he's a take-action kind of guy, he went himself, went down to the market, wanted to see it. They, of course, processed the scene as fast as they could. One of the gunmen was killed. The other one was taken alive. He was injured. He's in the hospital, but they think he's going to survive. Who knows if they'll get any information out of him. But what a harsh attack. And this highlights also still the problems between the Palestinians and the Israelis, right?
It does. And I think that the Israelis, live under this constant threat every day of their lives. As you noted with your friend that lives in Israel, I mean, clearly for them, it's a way of life to go into a mall in Israel and be scanned for metal devices or to be asked questions as if we were going through a metal detector at the airport. It's part of their daily life. They live under that threat every single day. So every Israeli citizen is a soldier. Everyone knows how to use a weapon. Folks are often subject to screening, slowdowns in highways and various other things because they have to live a life where they have to protect human life at all costs all the time. So what it is amazing about the Israelis is that they do it better than no one else in the world in terms of their security, but yet at the same time you still have these incidents that take place.
Yeah, and you said it. Can we learn something from the Israelis? People talk about that a lot, and they talk about El Al and the airline and being the way they scream, except for that we have a giant country with wide open borders. We have small airports, medium-sized airports, and giant airports. But I know that sometimes some of the Israeli fighting forces are brought in to talk with people in the United States. What are the big takeaways from how they do it, even though we've just seen they can be peers too?
Yeah, so I think that, we obviously can learn the discipline, the foresight, the, if you want to call it, intrusion that the Israeli government has on people's lives in order to protect them. But the bigger question is, are we as Americans willing to give up some of our freedoms for the sake of being safe? And that always comes back in every history, in every historical component throughout history. We always know and we face as a people the question, are we willing to subject our people to screening, slowdowns at malls, perhaps random checks in your cars? Are we willing to do that for the sake of feeling safer and being safer? And that's really a question that only the American people can answer.
Yeah, and then in this fight for the elusive terrorists, and we talked about this in the beginning, because there's new ways, clever ways, ways to recruit, all of that. What, as Americans, how can we be maybe more vigilant when we're in wide open spaces but not dock yet, be paranoid and ruin our lives thinking something like this can happen here?
So clearly, if there's anything that we can take away from this Israeli attack, is that terrorists can blend in with the general public wearing disguises that we wouldn't necessarily target. And so in this particular case, we have to look for the unusual patterns. If we walk down the street on a daily basis, we would be able to identify cars that shouldn't have been parked there, that don't make any sense, people wearing a jacket in the middle of the summer, patterns that don't fit the weather or the situation or the housing or the infrastructure where we are. But that's easier said than done. We live such busy lives that it's very, very hard for people to train their eye and their mindset to be able to do that on an ongoing basis.
Yeah, but what you just said is of course, what does work for people in the business of stopping terrorists, right? The people that are out there that are looking for it, those are some of the sites that they would look for, especially the dress, the weather, all of that.
That's right. And I think that, the whole idea, not of racial profiling, but of criminal profiling, the idea that you base your patterns on behavior alone, the Israelis are experts in that. They have folks that train our TSA personnel at airports where they look for people that are nervous. They're doing things that they shouldn't be doing. They're talking the way they should not talk. And so you look for those patterns or behaviors that would hopefully give you prior notice to a terrorist attack about to happen.
Yeah, I mentioned that you, the school that that you head up, Tarleton State University, criminology, criminal justice. I get that. Strategic studies. What do you teach as far as strategic studies are concerned?
All right, so we also offer a series of courses on cybersecurity, homeland security. We actually have an institute that is headed by a national expert on cybercrime. We work very closely with law enforcement entities throughout the United States in being able to educate, you know, our future, you know, supervisors in both local, state, as well as federal law enforcement in being able to identify patterns of behavior, perhaps being able to predict, hopefully, one day where the next terrorist attack will take place. So the idea is to think outside the box for the purpose of protecting our homeland and protecting the American people.
I like it. All right, Dr. Alistair Carman, thanks so much for joining us. Again, Tarleton State University, an expert in this kind of stuff. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so I want to give you the latest that I have on that attack, too, by the way, and correct something I said. There were two Palestinian gunmen that opened fire at this market places, like a retail center, like a mall. I guess a mall's right. And one of them was hit and was taken to the hospital. And one of them was captured. One of them was captured and brought in for questioning. And in the end, you know, five of the wounded were taken to the hospital. Three, I just got this update from somebody there in the city. Three are in moderate condition after they underwent surgery. Two are in what they call their light condition. So it looks like they're going to survive anyway. It's what they believe. And it was this upscale food and retail center. And it happened, they got a call about 9:30 at night. So it was a nighttime thing, casual. People were hanging out, finishing up dinner or just having coffee or whatnot. And what I mentioned about Benjamin Netanyahu, he was just, of course, fumed that this happened. And, you know, four people ultimately killed, six wounded, and then nothing but questions as to, wow, look what happens. There's a disguise. Nobody's thinking anything because it's very common to see Orthodox Jews. They're dressed how they should be dressed. And then all of a sudden, boom, opening fire. And this is in a country where lots of people have weapons, are familiar with weapons, but it's just that instant, you know, that second that it happens. There's no warning, there's no anything, and it's a question of, you know, how quickly you get away where they are. Just, it's terrible, sad, sad realities of what you're dealing with in that kind of a situation. Security people, by the way, are still out there, of course, investigating, asking questions, and they're just telling people, you know, look, we know that we're a target for terrorism, and they're trying to disrupt our lives. They're trying to overpower us. This is another incident. Sitting at a cafe, they take out their guns, and they fire indiscriminately. And how do you defend against that? All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.